and up in the great Zeppelin called the Illuminato, Captain Heinrich von Baumbaum is slowly going berserk.
Contessa, our ship is being entangled by creeping vines. Every hour, there's more and more, and they grow thicker, stronger.
Yes, Captain, I know.
At first, we could use knives to cut them, but now we'll need axes and saws. I cannot allow this to happen to our ship.
Captain, I understand, but I made a promise to Mr. Flanders and Mr. Mojo.
But how do we know they are still alive? They do not respond to my calls. If we continue to wait, it may be too late.
One more hour.
One more hour and the vines will pull us down into the jungle, where they will devour not only our great Zeppelin, but you and I, and the crew, and the passengers too. It will be das Ende. Kaputt!
I am aware of the dangers, Herr Captain.
Soon the cockpit will be so encrusted with vines, we will not be able to see out.
They were adamant that if we took action, the jungle would retaliate.
Retaliate? What could be worse than this? Perhaps you and I, we can compromise, Contessa.
I'm listening.
We give them one more half hour. If we do not hear from them, we take action.
Captain,
Look. See how the vines, they creep all over the cockpit? Soon we will see nothing. Nothing but green. Just green.
All right. One half hour then.
Yeah, good. I tell the crew. Men. This is Captain von Baumann. Sharpen your machetes. Sharpen your axes. Your saws. Prepare for war.
We're making pretty good time. It's a lot more direct than those jungle paths up on the surface.
Yeah, I know. They had wandered every which way. Plus, they kept changing. Wait, stop a second. Let's see if we can reach the captain.
Man, I could do it a bad.
Yes, you could. So could I. Captain? Hello? Anyone? No luck.
We shouldn't be too far now.
I hope this wasn't all in vain.
You know, those machines have gotten a lot louder.
Well, maybe that's where we're headed.
How are we doing the time?
Well, we still have about 40 minutes, so we're doing okay.
I hope I'll be sticking my head out of this sewer soon.
Same here, that's for sure. Phew.
And now, let's return to Claudine. Last night, she was carried away in a blazing flurry of fluttering lights. There were thousands of fireflies, each the size of hummingbirds. If you could see her streaming above the jungle, it was like a great cluster of pulsating lights in the shape of a giant glowing human form. She wasn't even aware that she was flying. She was taken to the far end of the island, to a building that was once the power station for the city. She found herself standing on the main floor, looking up at thousands of fireflies flickering high above her. It reminded her of standing outside as a child, looking up at the heavens with its billions of flickering stars.
Claudine?
What?
I have brought you here.
Colette?
Yes, it is Colette.
But why are you here?
I told you we would be together.
I know, but how are you here?
I am wherever you are.
I don't understand.
I am because of you.
But Colette, when we were children, you were my only friend. But you were my imaginary friend. You were never real.
I am because of you.
But now I am no longer a child.
Nor am I.
How can you still be?
As long as you are, I will be.
And now? You will always be with me?
Yes. And you will always be with me.
Oh, Colette, I have my own life.
I have my life too.
But what do you want?
I want us to be together with you.
Oh, Jack and Mojo, they will be looking for me.
I know.
Was it you? Did you have the fireflies bring me here?
We both did. Don't you see?
Then I will ask them to take me back.
No.
Colette, what do you want?
Stay with me.
all right. But just tonight.
Now he is this. Take your position. In 3 minutes, we will attack. Be on guard. This is just an attack back. You have been warned.
Oh, man. This is a cul-de-sac. We gotta double back.
Wait a minute. Let's put our two fireflies together. I want to take a closer look at this.
Sounds like those machines are on the other side of this wall.
Hold on. I think there's a door. Yeah, wait a minute. It's moving.
Ooh-wee. Man, look at these machines. They gotta be hundreds of years old. How do they keep going?
I guess they were designed to last.
But what are they? Some kind of pumps?
I think they're keeping everything alive.
You mean this is a mechanical heart that operates this entire biosystem?
It may be just like Claudine said. It feeds the jungle.
But what keeps the island afloat?
Meljo, I have no idea. Look, we're running out of time. We have to find Claudine.
Uh-oh. Lights are flashing. Something's going on.
I hope it's not what I think it is.
You mean they just started a war?
Come on. Let's get back up to the surface. Let's see where we are.
Faster! Work faster! Captain, for every vine we cut, two more grow back.
Men, listen to me. The vines are tightening around the ship. They are trying to squeeze the hull. You must cut every vine, or they will crush us. Faster, men! Work faster!
Mojo, I think you're right. This is the power station. The machinery is located directly beneath us. We're in the control center.
They sure got a lot of dials and doodads.
And flashing lights. But where's Claudine?
Let me walk you. I want to talk you to Captain Von Bonbon.
Here, take it. I'm going to look for Claudine.
Captain? You there? It's me, Senor Mojo.
Mojo, I cannot talk. We are in the midst of war.
Did you start hacking at that jungle?
The vines are squeezing my ship. They are pulling us down into your jungle.
Wait, hold on. Let me find a window so I can see what's going on up there.
There's no time. We will succeed or we will all die.
Okay, I think I can see. Wee, man. You are all tangled up, aren't you?
Where are you, Mojo?
We're in an old power station. What's going on?
The vines, they are creeping into the cockpit. Just look here, the flu. What was that? Power station?
Yeah, there's a lot of machinery. It's some kind of
eco-bio or some kind of system that feeds the jungle.
Feeds? Yeah?
Yeah, it looks like it's been running this island for maybe a couple hundred years.
Shut it down.
If I do that, this whole island may die.
If you don't, we all will die.
I wouldn't know where to start.
You start by smashing everything.
I'll see what I can do.
No. No, see what I can do. Just do it. Do you understand?
That's an order.
I hear you.
Good.
Oh, man. Where do I start?
Oh, Claudine, there you are. Thank God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll tell you, this has been one crazy day. Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're not alone, are you?
Can you see her?
No. Who is she?
Colette.
Your imaginary friend?
When I was a child, she was my only friend.
And now she's with you again.
Yes, but I didn't ask her to come back.
Well, what does she want?
She wants me to be with her.
Where? Here? On this insane island?
Jack, I told her. I have my own life.
But she didn't accept that.
No.
I see.
Do you think I'm crazy?
No. I guess it's nice to have friends, even if they are imaginary.
Jack, You're a wonderful man.
I know. Listen, we have a problem. During the night, the vines have grown up around the Zeppelin. We tried to warn the captain to leave them alone, but now it sounds like this big battle going on.
What? What was that?
I said the captain has started to attack these...
No. I was talking to Colette.
Oh. Well, go right ahead.
Yes? I don't know. What is Mojo doing?
Well, he's down below in what appears to be the control center.
What?
I said he's... Oh, sorry. You're talking to her again.
He is trying to destroy the jungle? Are you certain?
Mojo? He loves jungles.
Colette said he'll destroy the island.
What? Oh, come on. Let's stop him.
Man, most of these levers are frozen solid. There's no way I can shut this thing down. Except maybe smash everything. And then I don't know what will happen. I think that Zeppelin's goose is cooked.
Mojo, where are you?
I'm here, Captain.
You have accomplished nothing?
I'm trying.
The infernal vines, they are pulling my ship down into the gaping mouth of your jungle.
These controls are so old, everything is frozen solid down here.
Then destroy it all.
Hey, here comes Jack. Maybe he can help.
Good. Hurry.
What's that?
The devil vines, they are now clinging to me. You must act quick or we all die.
I hear you.
Good.
Oh, man. This is not so good.